Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Our Congressman Jeff Duncan. Hey, good morning, Congressman.
Oh, good morning, Tara. Great show this morning that I've listened to so far, and I just wanted to chime in a little bit on the energy issue, if that's okay.
Yeah, go right ahead, because tell them why you're an expert on this. You sit on a certain committee.
Well, I sit on the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Also, I'm on the Energy Subcommittee. I co-chair the House Energy Action Team, all things energy. You know, South Carolina gets about 57% of their electricity from nuclear power plants, but we had the BC Summer issue where the future of nuclear power is in question in South Carolina because two new reactors are now offline. You're right about the Georgia plant over in Vogtle, the Vogtle plant in Augusta, Georgia. We'll probably end up having to buy power from them. But the issue that you need to think about is natural gas distribution pipelines. And everyone we talk to in Washington, all the experts that come and talk to the House Energy Action Team, tell us that we're basically at capacity, that we need more pipelines in this country to deliver the natural gas that we're producing. South Carolina is one of those states that was counting on natural gas to provide that power 10, 15 years down the road. The Atlantic Coast Pipeline was a project that was going to bring gas from the Marcellus Shale down to the Carolinas, and that was stopped because of litigation by the environmentalists. We won in the Supreme Court to allow that pipeline to go under the Appalachian Trail, along with about 600 other pipelines, by the way. But that natural gas pipeline was stopped by the companies that were going to run it because of the litigation costs were mounting up and it was becoming economically unfeasible. So how are the Carolinas going to meet their energy needs in the future without more natural gas distribution? And it's not just the Carolinas, it's all over. The reason New England has to bring natural gas from Russia and other countries into the Boston Harbor up there is because they refuse to have a pipeline run from the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania and Ohio, southern New York, up into New England, which is a short distance, is because environmentalists, A, don't want pipelines, and B, they don't like the fact that that gas was produced by hydraulic fracturing. They don't want frack gas, so they'd rather burn dirtier Russian gas or imported gas from Trinidad and Tobago or other places, maybe Venezuela, instead of burning cleaner-burning American-produced natural gas. So we're in a predicament on natural gas pipeline distribution.
What do we, is there an answer to it? Is there some legislation? Because you're right, a lot of this isn't even just, you know, Joe Biden or the Democrats, it's the left suing in court. Can we do anything?
Well, we're proposing a piece of legislation called loser pay. If they take these companies to court, try to stop pipelines, and they lose, they have to pay the litigation costs. We need a loser pay system on energy projects in this country to try to thwart some of that. And the companies have to step up and budget for some litigation costs and an initial proposal. Look, we need natural gas pipelines. We've got an abundance of natural gas. We've got an abundance of natural resources in this country. Unfortunately, we're cursed by liberal politicians who don't want us to go after the natural resources we have here to provide the energy that we need today, tomorrow, and for many years in the future. This is a problem that isn't going to go away this year, even if Joe Biden reverses his policies, which he won't. The left won't. This isn't going away anytime soon. So these are issues that your listeners need to know about. And we here in South Carolina and the Carolinas in general need a comprehensive energy plan that really looks at natural gas pipelines to provide the natural gas for our natural gas fired power plants to provide the power, especially since those nuclear reactors are offline now.
I know, and we have so much natural gas off our coast, too, and to me, that would just be just boom for South Carolina if we could get it, use it. I mean, especially with what you're saying about our nuke plants, it sounds like going offline, I mean, to be able to replace that with the natural gas, that would create jobs right here in South Carolina. It's just maddening that we can't do it.
Yeah, it really is. And California is going to be the test case because they've taken nuclear power plants completely offline, not just a failed construction project of new nuclear reactors. These are existing power plants that they're not relicensing. They're really having a strong push toward wind and solar. And I like wind and solar, but you've mentioned all the problems with that. We're not bringing it online fast enough. There's not enough land mass to meet all of our electrical needs by producing it by wind and solar. There's transmission line issues and other things. We have the natural gas and oil in this country to produce and meet all of our energy needs, coupled with nuclear power plants that provide that 24/7, 365 baseload power, always on for the BMWs, the Volvos, Mercedes, and every other industry that needs electricity, and me and you that need it in our home to keep our food fresh and our refrigerators. That baseload power is necessary, and then you add on the transportation fuels. You know, the reason we're seeing high inflation rates in this country is because of transportation fuels being passed on to the consumer. It's because the companies can't just continue to eat $5.79 a gallon diesel fuel to transport those goods across the country.
Can you comment on this very quickly, Representative Jeff Duncan? Over the weekend, I guess the Biden administration figured nobody would notice. Because, you know, 4th of July, everyone was busy. Headline, Biden administration looks to halt offshore drilling in Atlantic and Pacific amid energy crisis. I mean, it's maddening to do this now, literally, while he's pretending it's a Putin price hike. And he's the one doing it. Could you comment on him doing this over the weekend, I guess, hoping people would notice?
Well, the Biden administration did the same thing. They halted gas production on the Atlantic coast and the Pacific coast. We still have a robust energy production in the Gulf of Mexico. The problem is the Biden administration also, January of 2021, right after he took office, halted all existing lease sales. So no more production on even on leases that were purchased by the companies. They stopped those, didn't issue permits, and they also stopped any sort of future leasing on public land onshore and offshore. So you don't have new lease sales. That's in violation of the mandated five-year plan by the administration to come up with an energy drilling plan and lease plan on the OCS, the Outer Continental Shelf, in the Gulf of Mexico, but also on federal lands onshore. So they've halted energy production on federal land that you and I own in this country. We are so reliant on so many other countries to provide our energy, the rare earth minerals that make our cell phones and our solar power and our wind power work. China provides most of those. We're so reliant on China when we have those rare earth minerals here. But try to get a mining permit now. Try to get a permit to run a new pipeline for natural gas. Try to get a drilling permit. This administration has stopped it all. And America's in a world of hurt, and we shouldn't be, Tara. That's the thing. We have been blessed in this country with all the resources, rare earth minerals, and everything that make all these things work. But yet these liberal politicians continue to thwart all of our efforts to be independent, not just energy independent, but just independent from the rest of the world on anything.
Incredibly frustrating, Representative Jeff Duncan. Hoping you guys take back the House, you could begin to do something about it in the fall. I just want to thank you for joining us this morning and for listening to the show. It's so cool that you were listening.
Absolutely. God bless, Tara.
Yes, thanks. You too. Representative Jeff Duncan from right here in the Upstate.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.